Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And fresh protests are expected across Mexico later today. Thousands taking to the streets for a second time, calling for an end to drug-related violence. This as 59 bodies were found in a mass grave by police investigating the abduction of bus passengers from Mexico City. Frank Contreras joins us, freelance reporter for Al Jazeera. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, John.
So, it just seems almost impossible how Mexican citizens are tolerating this violence, but it seems on this particular case, some sort of threshold has been reached. Take us through the details.
What's triggered the latest round of protests, John, here, and actually we should tell you, on Wednesday we saw almost 30 cities across the country here, the protests were taking place. Here in the capital itself, almost 5,000 people turned out in the main plaza, and they were yelling at the top of their lungs, Calderón should step down from office. Felipe Calderón, that's a reference to the Mexican president. They're very angry. People said, we will not tolerate it anymore, no more deaths. They're referring to nearly 40,000 people now who have been killed in drug-related violence since President Felipe Calderón announced the war against the drug trafficking cartels in late December 2006. And so what we saw basically there is this demand for that sort of thing. But it's all triggered because a very well-known Mexican poet had his son murdered near the Mexican capital in a town called Cuernavaca. It's a place where people used to go to take a break from the big city on the weekend and go sort of to a garden city. It used to be a very peaceful place, but it's become a place where you'll see bodies hanging from public bridges and this sort of thing, and this is related to the drug-related violence here.
An indescribable scene, the death of a poet's son, the discovery of mass graves, the hangings that you're describing. Anyone who's been to Mexico knows that there is a kind of eye-rolling cynicism about government among all kinds of citizens in Mexico, a sense that, throw the bums out. How is this protest really escalating things to the point where some change might happen?
People are wondering that now. The president himself has said that his policy will remain in place until his term ends next year, 2012. That's when Mexicans will hold key presidential elections. It's looking like the former ruling party that governed Mexico for nearly 80 consecutive years has a good shot at coming back because Mexicans are so frustrated. Right now, the polls indicate that most Mexicans don't support the president's war on drugs, and they're looking for change, so they're looking for the possibility of going back to an old party that ruled Mexico, just because it's the devil you know,
right.
Something that you could count on. And so there's a sense that this could definitely affect politics here. The president's National Action Party, a conservative party that is a good partner to the United States, is not very well beloved here inside the country.
All right, Frank, what do we watch today that might be an indication of where things go forward if people are tuning in to, take a look at these protests throughout the day?
We're just going to keep a look at them and keep a close eye to see the size and see how many people continue to turn out. It's a spontaneous thing to a certain degree, being organized on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. Mexico City, that's the story. Frank Contreras, freelance reporter for Al Jazeera, on widespread protests throughout Mexico, protesting finally the drug violence in that country.